Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
Hoo-ah!
I didn't get a harump out of that guy.
Did you say, wait, wait?
Hey, what happened?
Some glitz and tragedy now as the 2016 Academy Award nominations are announced. We say goodbye to actor and director and writer Alan Rickman, who died of cancer this week at the age of 69.
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I'm gonna cut your heart out with a spoon!
As Eliza lay dying, she begged me to look after the child. I had failed Eliza in every other way. I could not refuse her now.
I think you ought to know I'm feeling very depressed.
Well, we have something that should take your mind off things.
It won't work. I have an exceptionally large mind.
He was a respected and well-known Hollywood performer playing the villains in Die Hard and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, character and comic roles in Sense and Sensibility, Love Actually, Sweeney Todd, and, of course, Harry Potter.
Now, what would three young Gryffindors such as yourselves be doing inside on a day like this?
Potter author J.K. Rowling gave her condolence on Twitter today, writing, "He was a magnificent actor and a wonderful man." And actor Daniel Radcliffe had this to say: Alan was extremely kind, generous, self-deprecating, and funny. Certain things obviously became even funnier when delivered in his unmistakable double bass. As an actor, he was one of the first of the adults on Potter to treat me like a peer rather than a child. Working with him at such a formative age was incredibly important, and I will carry the lessons he taught me for the rest of my life and career. Alan Rickman passing the torch to Daniel Radcliffe there, one of the testimonials to his passing at age 69. Joining us now, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Rafer, Alan Rickman, what a sad moment.
Boy, Alan Rickman, I mean, he really was one of the best villains in the movies, remembered by colleagues as a great guy, wonderful, down-to-earth, charming. That's not how we remember him on film. Hans Gruber in Die Hard and Professor Snape in the Potter films, two of the best villains around.
But if you know his work, he had such a range, comedic, character, romantic. He was a director.
Yes.
And many people in Hollywood commented on that, even though the Oscars pretty much ignored him.
Yeah, that's true. He's one of these many actors, you know, with a theatrical background and did a lot of things, writing, directing, etc. But, you know, I think what happens in Hollywood, you get typecast. You become a character actor. People identify you with one particular role or type, and that's kind of what happens to you. But I think when you look back at Alan Rickman, I mean, he really made the most of it. Again, that Hans Gruber character in Die Hard, his first major film role, I mean, you know, one of the best villains ever. And then I think he brought something really wonderful to the role of Snape, which was more than just a typical villain role, as Potter fans know. But he did something very, very human and very moving with that role, and he was great in it. He used his strengths, I think, in a great way. One of the last film I think he directed and co-wrote a movie called A Little Chaos with Kate Winslet, where he played King Louis XIV, and he begins the film as this mercurial, very bad-tempered monarch who has a fear of death and a fear of aging and mortality. And by the end of it, he's had these conversations with Kate Winslet's character where you start to see what's really going on with him, and it's got this very touching ending where the two of them dance together. Alan Rickman can pull off those roles that, you know, when something kind of appears in his eyes and takes over his face, it's very moving.
Love Actually gave us a lot of that movie.
Yes.
That he was in. And I have to say, my favorite, and we'll move on to the Oscar nominations here for a moment, but my favorite is Galaxy Quest, when he played the crazy alien and the Spock kind of character. He was absolutely magnificent in that.
Right, right. Playing an actor who hated this role he'd been typecast in, right?
Speaking of typecasting, what did the Oscars in their nomination patterns say to you today?
Well, what they're saying to me is that Leonardo DiCaprio, one of the biggest film stars around for many years, may finally get his Oscar for The Revenant, the Iñárritu movie. And it looks to me like he's in that category where he's been before. And I think this year he's got a really good shot of getting it.
And that film also is among the Best Picture nominees.
It's among the Best Picture nominees. That film, The Revenant, is the leader. It's got 12 nominees, which surprised me. I was expecting a little bit more for something like Spotlight, which I still think is going to wind up taking the win for Best Picture. But, you know, the other film that did really well at the Oscars was Mad Max Fury Road.
I mean,
it's really become like an Oscar juggernaut. This crazy, insane action film really has a shot at coming away with some major Oscars.
But if you do watch that film, it is an extraordinarily ambitious piece of work.
Oh, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, the vehicles are nonstop. It's basically one long car chase, just the way the Road Warrior was. And the cameras are nonstop. So, yeah, I'm really pleased to see that Mad Max is doing so well award season-wise.
Christian Bale's up there for The Big Short. Tom Hardy's having a good year. He's in for The Revenant, not for Mad Max. And what about the Best Actress category? That's really interesting.
Boy, that is an interesting one, isn't it? Now, so you look at Brie Larson, I think an actress that very few people know in a movie called Room that very few people have seen, but she wins the Golden Globe. And then you've got Cate Blanchett, who I think will probably win it. But great to see Saoirse Ronan in Brooklyn. Great to see Charlotte Rampling in 45 Years.
What about Straight Outta Compton? Almost nothing for Straight Outta Compton. And, you know, in general, this is a pretty white, the white showcase.
Yeah, I do think I was excited when they were rolling out the nominations, and Straight Outta Compton gets a nod for Best Original Screenplay. And so I thought, well, that's a good sign that it will show up on the Best Picture nominees list. And it didn't, even though you've got just 8 out of 10 possible titles there. You know, there are these 2 slots left over, and you kind of wonder, gee, you know, there was no room for Straight Outta Compton there. You know, last year the Oscars took a lot of criticism for being just overly, overly white. People said it was the whitest Oscars in decades. And, you know, it may not be quite that bad this year, but no Will Smith in Concussion, no Idris Elba for Beasts of No Nation. Both of those guys were nominated at the Globes. And really, aside from Straight Outta Compton, the only other movie that seems to be kind of African-American oriented would be the documentary What Happened, Miss Simone, about Nina Simone. But that's really it. So, you know, you might hear some unpleasant buzz about that today and in the days to come.
But there apparently is always room for Steven Spielberg, Bridge of Spies, and Tom
yes.
Hanks are in the Best Picture category, which, you know, is a head-scratcher for me. I mean, it's fine work, but it's just another one of these plodding, overlong historical pieces from Spielberg.
Sure. I mean, that did not strike me as any great shakes of a movie. Even though I did like it, I felt the same as you. I thought that was a very solid, enjoyable, yeah. true-life drama. But you know, no nomination there for Tom Hanks. I would say the nomination for Sylvester Stallone in Creed is very surprising. He won at the Globes, and I think there's a great possibility. That took me by surprise. I think other people knew that was going to happen, but to me, I was surprised by that. And now it kind of makes me wonder if he's going to win that supporting Oscar.
Oh my God. It'll be a short acceptance speech, right? All grunts and monosyllables.
That's right. Just yo. Yeah, yeah. It could be.
It is coming. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.